Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Chof Gimel Ador, the 7th of March, Rav Moshe Halpern on Hilchas Yichud. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Nishmas, a good friend of Torah Way, Mr. Willie Stern, Zechorin Levrocha, Reb Zev Ben Reb Chaim HaKoyen, who was Nifta on Chof Hey Ador Tov Shein Pei last year. It's the first Yotzat.
Everything is Bashet in Himmel. That's what we believe in. I'm on Zayt Minas Bechish. I got a telephone call Thursday afternoon. I don't remember what time it was. From Abduvditskevich, that he's missing a speaker for Sunday morning. I don't really like to refuse, but for Abduvit especially not. I know a bit what it means to get six speakers every week is alone a moide kefid. This is nishkanik, but to make sure everyone wants the Sunday and the Monday and the Tuesday and the Wednesday and Thursday to fit that around and juggle around. So I asked him, I told him Sunday is a bit difficult day for me, especially this week. I was, but I finished looking for being in Shabbos and I had quite a hectic Shabbos. The time I came home was almost by Chatzos HaLayla, Fala Malka. So it, I felt bad for him. I was thinking Ef Shadoch. Then he told me that this week is sponsored Lina Nishmas, Reb Zeb and Reb Chaim HaKoyen. So that's ready to this kind of Lech Nishuk Zungen. I use this platform to Redden. The Levaya was the first Levaya in the area. The Magaifa to make Zugen, so there wasn't a big oilen by the Levaya. But can Zugen Wolfi Gedein a Rosh Verishen? Shretzum Lecholdova Shabikdisha is a bit of a dose of a Lahaba Dwum Shabikdisha, both in this area and out of the area. Chapun Adigma, he had somewhere in the city, canteen or whatever for students. Was on Kimmen, was in Stuttgart Essen, at the Skrepping Essen in Treifner restaurant. He had a Kedassi restaurant there, the Kimmen Essen, some Milchi, some Fleisch. Besides other Dachen, so here in the area is a Gewena, a Gewaldiger Asken, on a personal basis for the Talmud Torah Pardus. He put in years and years of a lot of hard work and leadership. I don't know whether he headed it for 10 or 20 years of Denglish Pinkler. At Zaizaya Sach Team. And a kleine Nekide, Musavela Rosbeng in an Avoides Hashem, the contrast of Midas, you get someone who's a good person, and when it comes, sometimes he has to do something which is against its nature, it's hard. You got the person who, Bateva, is a Megzung Ashlechte Mensch, and Aftin Gitz is hard. When someone can use both tzuvos, avodas Hashem and avodah zarah, he was by nature a leader. That was his stature. Wherever he came, he commanded respect. By every meeting, he was ahead of the meeting. Yet, if my father Zechayin Avrucha or the Sasa Rebbe Zech Tzadik Avrucha said epis ados, mevatel gvein data, no arguments, no nothing. Yo be efshahin and efshaher. I must mekanzugim from the oibeland the eat. There was something, and you get someone who is a very weak character, but someone who's Bateva, a leader and a strong character, and yet, we see a person, he's on Avoidus Amidus, a basket oil for his children, the roof, the Pshaga David Yecheskel. Yeah, I think that's the way around, yeah. The Murad Asra Hodain, again, I don't want to be, to make some, the Gresta Mukum Toyra do in the area, I don't want to, one of the biggest Mukumis Toyra was Melendu Agamsa Tug, and was Medish, the Ruv Leitanzang Valdige Koiches, to lift up the Oilam and his brothers, Ramoshim, to Babumzazangazin, and the children, the Idemus, in America, the Amstelfen, and Shumaz and Humad Aliyah, in Zanala Zoichazan to continue in his way. Since I didn't have much chance to prepare a new shiur, I told Reb David to take something in Amichen. The last two shiur I said Shavuvim, Hab Chizuk Tven Hilchas Yichud, and it's something which is very applicable Again, Nishkan Grois Chedishim, we'll go through a few of the basics. And then every time there's a Miechede Geshala, Daf Yedah Nefregen, his Das Toyle. Before we start that Dunga, what I want to say is that Met Oshemisen, like in everything, there's Esira de Reise and Esira de Rabuna. So someone said, "What's a chilik? This is not a chilik for the Gehenim Shamas." But the Masa, because someone said, "What's a chilik? Shneisa the Reise and Esira de Rabuna." The Nachman is how much Gehenim you will get. So that the what is called the Gehenim Shamas, the he has to know whether to. But the Masa is in a guy in their world. Hagam Esira de Rabuna and Esira Chumer. When it comes to Shalas, Svaikus, obviously in Esira de Reise. So it's good to know what's a Issa Deraisa and a Issa Derabunam. A Issa Deraisa is for a gudel, that means someone who's 13 years old. A Issa Yichet with a girl or a lady who is Usa Tse'im Min HaToyle. That could be an Aisha's Ish. It could be an auntie. Yeah, so he can be 13 years old, and he can have an auntie who's 4 years old, yeah? You can have a nephew who's got an auntie of 4 years old. So the 13-year-old boy with his auntie, who's 3 years and older, is Usa Min HaToyda. And, gebachting these sugas, if Nishtag Doyle, but Shan Ungekimen, then what's the word? Adolescence or puberty? We had understood what's mine. Segiya zman lelois is ochet usa min hatoyle, even if she is non-married. So again, aishesish, someone again. It can be an auntie, it can be a sister. No, your auntie is obviously a shver matzias. What happened? A sister no zecher, his wife's sister. Yeah, is usa tzeim min hatoyle. Wie lang zan? Vab lebt in Zolem bis dahin den 20. So his wife's sister, yeah, it's a very common thing, is although she's only 3 years old, if he is a gudel, is Issa Yichet Min HaToyle. This is Yichet and about Zayn. Issa Yichet Min HaToyle. And even someone who's not Usa Tzeim als family Mishpucha, even if she's a gdoile, but se loy higia zman nalilis, is not a rabunan. Oib se higia zman nalilis, is usa als is a finin. That is a gudel. A gdoile, that means a girl from when she's 12 years old, is usa with anyone who's 9 years old, and is usa to her. So to get, even if he would be married by 9 years old, was a kenajan condition by gudel, is he nisht usa of aim? Because a man is allowed to have more than 2 wives. But if again she would be an auntie or a sister-in-law, and she is a gdoila, 12 years old, and the boy is 9 years and older. The father name is Bechon Shaykhus Indian Phoenicians. Is it Usa Tse Aim Menatoyle? And again, even if she's only 12, above 12, and she's Higia Zmanda Lerois, she would also be Usa Menatoyle with a 9-year-old, although there are no family relatives. And
this would also apply to stepchildren as well.
Yeah, there's no. That's one of the things the Igris Moshe is done a lot. It causes a lot of hardships. Yeah, there's no heter because one has adopted a child, and it doesn't even have to be an adopted child. Even adoption or second marriage. Again, if it's the wife's child or the husband's child, it doesn't happen. That's one of the. So whenever I said the Shia, so he said it's a Jewish problem. They go hotnish their problem. Yeah, it's one of the. If you make say it's a Jewish problem, and one has to get around it. There's always ideas how to do it with keys, with those, with yens. This is one of the things that one has to take into account. If in the both scenarios, in the shtul kam issa odal tsaroyes odal issa tima, there is issa midrabunon. But interestingly enough, even the issa derabunon is only when one of them is a gudel or a gedoyle. That means a boy from 13 years old with a girl who's 3 years old, no relative, no nothing, is usur midrabunon. The other way, a girl who's 12 years old with a boy of 9 years old, that means one of them has to be a gudel or gdoila, and the other one has to be shaychus in yuneishus, which from a boy is from 9, and from a girl is 3. But if you will have a boy of 12 and a girl of 11, interestingly enough, there isn't even an issa derabunan. It's a question which the Shaiv Talaivi asked, why don't we find the concept of chinuch when it comes to issa yichud? So I'm telling you now, haluchadik, a boy of a day less than bar mitzvah, with a girl who's a day less than bas mitzvah, is not usa even midrabunan. That means to be an issa derabunan, one of them has to be a gudel or a gdoila, and the other one has to be either 9 or 3. But if both of them are... If the boy is 13, and then he's a gudel, then if the girl is 3 years plus, is usa midrabunan.
That's what I'm saying. So for that, it's no good,
but... I'm saying, but for a boy who's 13 minus a day, and a girl who's 12 less than a day. Now, do stuff in this and stamazo in practice. Yeah? Mret yetz haluchadik. Metziasdik, the yid have to assume his common sense, yeah? Whether it's good, but mret yetz issa yichud will soon see coming for a few minutes. There is a in the shdu. Again, whether it's advisable for long term, do stuff, everyone has to use their sense. There's a time for issa yichud, how long it is. You will soon see, whether it's 5 minutes or whatever, we'll soon see. So I'm saying, I don't advise on a long-term basis that a boy who's 13 minus a day and a girl who's less 12 minus a day should be on long-term left on their own for days or for weeks or for hours. It doesn't... I'm just saying, this is a cycle, but let haluchadik, this is halucha, and this is this. But it's interesting enough, and the Shaiv Talaivi has got no explanation why. What I did say by the She'irin is something where we can see Chivas for Moshe Feinstein about mixed schooling for very young children. Yeah? So again, this is Moshe Feinstein. This is Moshe Feinstein is used. They're very, very strong Chivas against mixed schooling, obviously where it's possible. He does say in extreme cases, we're talking, his shivas were written 40, 50 years ago, yeah, where people were struggling then with opening in the far-flung areas, and there was a problem, he's Michael Bashar Sadchag, that there should be mixed schooling if the other option would be for the girls to have to go into a goyish school, is for a very young age, mamish Bashar Sadchag, but he... definitely writes very strong. So again, haluchadik, there is no, this is something which is a long-term basis, and Moshe Feinstein is very, very, very strong about it. But I want to say, this is halucha, and shpeitedu hashkufa. Now, there's a machloikus in the Rishonim, which boils down to the machloikus, a mechaben emu. We've now been speaking, one man and one lady. What are then two men, when I mean two men, that'll be two men or two buchrim, with a lady, and they are anushim kshayrim. We'll soon see that there is a missig of pritzim, liboy gaspar. We're talking about general voila mention. There's a machlokes rishonim. The Gemara says that two kshayrim are kusha, but the Gemara brings masa, and someone said kusha means azoyvi the gudel ador. So the Ar Rishonim will say, taka, that to be in this heter, it only applies to Gedoyle Ador, which we don't profess to be. And others say, no, that was a Midas Chassidus, but strictly speaking, according to Halucha, two Anushim Kshayrim. with issue achas is permitted, and that's a machloikas, the mechaber, and the remu is Michael. Even according to the remu, someone who is called in the Gemara iskoy im nushim, that means by his profession, sells jewelry, lemushel, someone whose profession is, we're not talking someone who's a wholesaler, who, and especially now online, who he doesn't have to see someone who stands in the shops when shops were permitted to be open, hopefully when they will, and he's busy then to try it on, and how to do this, and yinechtav shmazbazan, iskoy im nushim, whether... So a lot of poskim say that even according to the remu, that two men and a lady is mitter by iskoy im nushim is again even according to the remu who's meikel is dafkenok shayrim pritzim is usa. Vos heist apuritz doesn't have to mean someone who's got a bad name that he's done bad things. Someone who's the English word is loose, maybe, is that the right word? The Shaivat HaLaivi says that someone who has, it was in his time was the problem, television or Goyish newspapers in his house, who by default is used to seeing things which an Elach Yid is not supposed to see. Again, although that maybe is itself a Loisiach of Alfa HaNaich, but even if Lemasa, he's not known to have done anything bad, such a person he considers to be already begay the purit and skans on a guy for appointment, the doctor, whatever. So erechen is someone who's a fryer, but even someone who hasn't got that gaydah. I would like to add on, and this is the Shaivat HaLaivi, that someone who has an unfiltered device, was alle gedoyli suul hom geasset zu hoben, and sees himself, and again what I'm told is it's almost impossible not to be nishul in maras asiris, when it could be controlled by putting, but causes sometimes a bit of inconvenience, dafen damzan zi eotageide fin apuritz. This halucha, even in an oifen, which is usa, that means two men and a lady, according to the mechaber who asat aibig, and according to the remu, oibs is iska yim nushim, ode is apuret, is only usa midrabunan. When a toira is one man and a lady, two men and a lady, even if it's usa, because either according to the mechaber, was asat afile bastam kshailim, or according to the remu, and the two exceptions that we mentioned, is usa midrabunan. And again, we'll see, then says Nagaya, ya isa drabunan is ayadavachuma. That's two men and a lady. One man and two ladies is a often a Gemura and a Mishnah, as is Usa of Usa. It's a Minatoyle, it's a Minderbunan, like everything. I heard once in Man Roshakoyle, Reb Chaskel Silver, the Shver from the Murda Asra, in a great time when he said, if anyone asks you any question in Aluch or Shkofa, it's fair to answer as is a Machloikis. Chitz, Vifl. This is the Eichad Yuch Demichad. Besides that, everything is more or less a machlekes. So I'm saying, one man and two ladies is Zechavusa. One man and three ladies is Lot Rav Rishonim Usa, aber the Remu bringt Ashitas Rashi, Vos Rashi is Michael with one man and three ladies. And the Shitta is used, maybe not so much on its own, aber mit Hatziruf. With other things, one man and three ladies is azach v'sidu amukhem letzarev lo'okho. That alone is a debate. We said two men and a lady, even if hafalvos is usa, is not usa medrabunan. Whether one man and three ladies, whether one could say, yeah, since, like two men and a lady, even if it's usus usum drabunan, one man and three ladies is hechzais drabunan. And you've got the shittas rasha, zuk sveike drabunan akila, is again, says, do andre was zugen that there's a difference. Two men and a lady is zecha usum drabunan. One man and three ladies, often tzadas is usa, kenzan zazan usum in a toile. So it's a harbor, one man and three ladies, Although there's a shittes rasha, which is matter, according to the osrim, it's usa, kenzana se usa minatoida. And those who say it's usa, once it's already above, if two is zecha usa, when they, this is a gemura, if they say that there's no difference between two and three, then there's no difference with the three, four, and five, or six, or whatever. Ladies is considered like one unit.
Two men and a lady is the gemura
says by the difference between kshayrim and pritzim. The definition of kshayrim is a machlokes rishonim, which boils down to machlokes chaber mur. Do we mean avoyniyit or we mean gedoy lador? That boils down to mechaber and remur. So according to Mechaber, it's Usa, and according to Remu, as long as Yen is Nishkan Puritz, and again, the definition of Puritz, doesn't mean someone who's known to have done terrible things, someone who's loose in this subject. Now, there's a very, very big Machloikis. What is called Yichud? Yichud means they're together in one room. Now, obviously, if there's windows or the doors open and you can see from outside what's going on inside. In Corona times, everything is covered up. But before then, windows used to be open, doors used to be open. So even if the masa, it's in an enclosure, but if it's visible to the outside, it's pushet as
ashtu kanesa yichet. The room doors or the front doors?
We're saying the actual place where they are. We'll soon see. What's the din? No.
A man and a lady.
Yes.
In a car, public.
If there's a friend, a man, a friend, a lady in a car which is not tinted windows, yes. And it's middle of the day, yeah. No halucha. Again, whether it's advisable. Sorry. Can I have to put it in? I should know if it's switched on.
Can't hear the switch on.
Haluchadik to go in a window in a car which is not tinted and it's in the daytime and there's people on the road is haluchadik nishkan shal.
Even to give a lift from here to Manchester?
Oh, so again, Manchester, you have to know there's motorways, that's already gets complicated. Yeah, it's Veinagaya, a Sengal or Shidabucha, whatever. Yeah, so Zainagaya. What's that? Sister in law.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a Fremder. Sister in law, your wife's sister is in Sen. What?
Right, it's worse.
Yeah, in a way it's worse. Your sister wants to have a lift home from Gateshead or Manchester, Sen, to come back to London. Again, if it's daytime, and again, you'd have to know on the motorway, if there's constantly people driving and people can look in and see from the window, haluchadik, what is going to Now, the question is, what is called Issa Yichud? That in halucha it's called, what's a door, which is sugir, Veloy Nuel. That means the door is closed, but not locked. Suge means it's the opposite of a jar. Yeah, not the door is not open. Suge Veloy Nuel is Zia Agroisa Machloikis. Yeah, that means the window is closed, the door is closed. Yeah, the front door, even if you put it on the latch, but it's closed. Yeah, we're not talking about if you put something in between that's a jar. It's closed but not locked. Whether that is considered the Issa Yichud is Zia Agroisa Machloikis. So that's why I mentioned before, one of the things which Aruv would take into account, one could take into account, by Issa Deraisa, one would have to be more Machma, and by Issa Derabunan is more lenient. Someone has got a mother-in-law, who unfortunately hasn't got a husband, or the husband is abroad, yeah, and the Eidem Kim Taran, Zum Gichabes, which is Zayim Menschler, and she's alone at home, for him to come in, even to put the door on the latch, if the door is closed, is a serious Shalom, as Issa Deraisa, in Sigai Taran, the Shalom is Sugi Veloy Nuel, if it is something which Issa Derbunan, is Memukum local.
If he takes his son with him, back from Shul,
Oh, well, we'll soon see whether the sun is considered a shoima. Yeah. We'll soon see.
Alone with the
lady is alone at home with a workman.
The carer.
Sometimes not. So the guy is do a machloike. Some say it's worse, but a lot of infant apurets. And some say that a goy or goiter is the way better, because a goy or goiter is not ashamed to publicize what they did, and the yid would be. That with a goy with a goiter he would be scared to do something not okay because she would publicize. So anderen zogen as is ege, anderen zogen as is better. So suge veloy nuel is a groyser machlokes. According to the paskim who say that it's usa, yeah, the only way it would be permitted to be in a room would be if the door is open and from outside. Yeah, you could see into the room. If it's a house, even if you would leave the front door wide open, yeah, but you go into a room and the room would not be visible to the outside. What given usa? If we say, I'm saying it's a grosser machloikus, but the circumstances calls for it. That in a lot of cases one has to be Michael. But I'm saying, I mentioned a wissen. At Sashala for the Issa, the Raisa, Zechas do a mukam lahachme, do a mukam lahachme, aber a lot of paskim are Michael on Sugavalenuo. Because if not, the only way it would be permitted would be leaving the front door open and you go in the Chai Sigur Chabbos to the mother in law who's in the dining room, whatever, to have to be visible to outside, which is very difficult.
That would help even if the door's locked. The windows are open.
If the dining room is in the front and the windows open to the road, there's nachnish to kashali. Even if the window's locked, if it's visible. But I'm saying if some of there's curtains or whatever, not every room is visible to the road.
The door's on the latch.
If the door's on the latch and the door is closed, yeah, that's gaitaram, that's called suge veloy nuel. So then, again, is a grosser shala whether one is permitted is the yichud. You ask me, it's difficult.
So how does windows help? I think you're saying the windows help with that.
Yes. No, I'm saying. No, I'm saying if the lemasa the yichud is in the front room and the front room is open to the road, then even if the door is locked,
okay,
even if, yeah, because it's visible to the outside.
People are embarrassed to do something.
I'm saying if someone is in a glass house, yeah, in a glass house which is visible to the public, that's the scenario of the car. Even if the car is locked, if it's not tinted windows and the windows are open and you're going Erev Shabbos afternoon on Golders Green Road, even during lockdown we would permit it al pi halucha, because although you're locked, but the mass it's visible to outside, to the outside.
But not advisable.
Again, nochmal, yes. What, to take a sister-in-law for shorter? Yeah, nochmal, again, advice is already something you have to know. I'm speaking about halucha. I'm just saying that there are cases where Safinus the mitapi halucha was without nets in the side.
If it's locked,
an ishtoi be'ir is a great shala. The Gemara talks about the concept of, my time is going out, and I don't like overgoing the time. There's a concept in the Gemara of ba'al be'ir. Yeah, Aishas Ish, whose husband is in town, is permitted yichud. Again, like everything, there's groyser machlokes. Only it could be, some say, only if the husband knows where she is, and it's something which she could come. Mushal, she's working in an office. And the husband knows where the office is. There's a missig of baal ba'ir. But if the husband has gone, if the wife has gone pink shopping, especially now during lockdown, and a lot of shalas come where the shops are officially closed, and she's allowed in through a back door, and there's someone selling jewelry, and he's alone with her. It's locked, baal lo be'ir, but he's got no idea. And it depends whether he has got an idea, or it doesn't have to be that got there. Whether then is doa misik from baal lo be'ir is a grace of shala. Ish toy be'ir was that's gefeit is showing a grace of shala. Someone to say. The same applies of Ishtoi B'ir. The Abdaat Zugameh, that it has to be that she knows where the husband is, and not only that, but she does occasionally or constantly come in, not to check up on him for that, but she's in and out. Stam the missig that sedua ishtoy beir, the same pachad was afroat was a banu beir, is nisht ba ishtoy beir.
Yeah.